Definitely. We are already seeing, particularly in the hospitality industry, businesses either closing or businesses making decision to reduce hours. And again, this is one of the things that has been shown out in P60 receipts by the government, that when the minimum wage goes up, businesses can't afford to pass it on, all the cost on to their customers, so they have to take other actions such as reducing hours of opening or reducing hours of work. So in fact, quite a lot of people on the minimum wage don't actually see their wages going up because they see their hours being cut so that the businesses can try and stay afloat. And ISME have consistently lobbied that the issues with the cost of living in Ireland are the price of houses, the price of childcare, the price of healthcare, and the price of energy, and so many other things. And the government needs to start addressing those issues instead of just increasing the minimum wage. Because now, when you factor in for a 39-hour week, when you factor in employers' PSI, and when you factor in holidays and sick pay schemes and auto-enrollment, the minimum wage in Ireland now is over €32,000. So we're fast becoming the most expensive country in Ireland to do business. For a long time, the slogan for the government has been Ireland, a great country to do business. That's changing, and it's changing rapidly. And it has been noticed by there is a slowdown in the amount of foreign direct investment coming in. There's an increase in the number of unemployment, and particularly with younger people, the employment rate is rising faster than it has for a number of years. So we are coming to a crisis point for businesses. Costs are getting too high, and businesses have two choices. They have to pass those costs on, or they have to try and absorb them some other way, and that leads to less work for people.
And obviously you touched on keeping the rise tied to inflation, but are there any alternatives to raising the minimum wage itself which would have the determined effect?
We have campaigned for a reduction in employers PSI, which would take some of the sting out of it, but that seems to have slowed down. The momentum on that isn't there. The 9% VAT rate for hospitality would be a huge benefit, because when the VAT increased from 9% to 13.5% a number of years ago, the vast majority of businesses did not push that onto their customers. They absorbed that as well. So at least if that came back, that would help to offset the minimum wage. But you have to look at the minimum wage in the last 2 years. It went up by 7%, 12.5%, and now 5%. So that's 25% in 2 years. No business can sustain that kind of price raises ongoing. And as I keep coming back to, we all want to do the best for our employees. We all want to help them as much as possible. We all want them to be in a standard of living that's acceptable. But we also have to be in business so they have a job. And that's the point we're at now.